Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Actors Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have been getting asked the same question for about 40 years. Why aren't you two married? She thinks because they've never gotten married, they've been able to stay independent thinkers.
Yeah, I think as you get older, the idea of love and marriage gets less romantic and more practical.
Boy, does it.
That came from the soul.
And you're still young. And I'm not saying it's not romantic. Mm-hmm. But I do think that when you go through a divorce and you get a little bit older, you start looking at it more practically than you do romantically.
I mean, and that just, I think that makes sense.
And she's in her, what, 60s, 70s?
Yeah, I know Kurt Russell's like in his 70s, yeah. So probably around the same age. But yeah, I for me, like I've seen so many people, I think what hurts the idea of romance is you see people fall in love and get married. And you're like, oh my God, that's so sweet. And then you see them break up and you go, ah, yes, love is a lie. And so I think what they've done is just done what works for them and they seem very happy. I think most people would be jealous of their relationship.
She's 77, by the way.
77. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you take a look at the couples like Ariana Grande, and they're breaking up after 2 years.
I know. It's mm-hmm. such a bummer. Love is a lie. Okay, Bebe Rexha, she's sharing screenshots from her boyfriend talking about her weight. Now fans think they've broken up. So the screenshots drop us in the middle of a conversation where they're talking about her weight, and his text can be seen. He says, I always said I would be honest with you, and your face was changing. So I told you it was. That was the conversation we were having, and you asked, because I care, would you rather I lied to you? You gained 35 pounds. Obviously, you gained weight and your face changes. Should I just pretend it didn't happen? And that's okay. He then suggests that she would go to therapy to get to like the root of her body image problems. But like over the past few months, BB's been super vocal about the fact that she's been struggling with legitimate health problems through PCOS, and that's changed the way that her body looks. Mm-hmm. And a lot of fans are calling him an a-hole for talking about her weight at all.
I get torn by these stories because it's the exposure of private text messages, and like it's like this fine line. And like, while I understand why she wants to do it, at the same time, like, these are two people that had a private conversation and you're putting that other person on blast.
Yeah. Well, if there's a question, if they're still together, I can assure you they're not. And the second thing is, did I miss this or did you say that he says that she asked?
Yes.
Because that changes everything, right?
Yeah, because we don't see her side of the conversation. We just see this long text post from him, and it kind of seems like, yeah, at some point she asked him, how do I look?
Do I look different?
Yeah, do I look different? And I guess instead of, you know, lying, he was just being honest with how he felt.
Now that changes the texture of the whole debate for me, right? If he volunteers this to her, that's just mean.
Like, he's like, damn, you've gained weight.
Right, and he's not coming from a place of health or anything like that. But if she asks and he answers honestly and then she blasts him socially, that doesn't feel right.
And the fact she's asking him, like if you're asking your partner, you're obviously feeling a certain way about yourself. So I kind of don't disagree with him about seeing somebody to talk about your body image issues if there actually are some there to discuss.
Yeah. So I read the whole message, and honestly, it doesn't seem like something super vindictive. Like, he was coming at it from a place of malice. I mean, when it just comes to women and like our appearance and our body image, it's just something that we're really sensitive about. And I just think he pressed the wrong button.
All right. So let's go to school on this then. Okay. Teach us, cavemen. if a woman asks the same question, hey, do you think I put weight on? Do I look differently? At that point, guys notice, and your man notices, do we just lie, or are you really looking for honesty?
You don't need to lie about your opinion, but I just think the right thing to do is to give words of affirmation, because all a woman is asking in that point and at that point in time is saying, I feel really vulnerable at how I look. I just need some reassurance that you still like me.
I feel like the mistake I've made in the past is thinking that if you ask me, then I can, the delivery doesn't matter. And I can be honest, right. The delivery matters regardless.
Right.
Because there's
right.
a reason why she's asking. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just... It's a minefield. Good luck.
We ain't gonna get this right.
Run.
You're gonna blow up.
Call it over. Do whatever you gotta do.
Two of the hottest couples in Hollywood are reportedly splitting. Love is a lie. Stick around. We'll talk about it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.